Well, hello there, and welcome back to Season 5 of Prairie Rose Possibilities, the podcast, where we get updates on innovative projects happening across our South Alberta School District. My name is Cam Kanakic. I'm one of your district instructional coaches, and I will be your host as we check in with the Prairie Rose Possibility projects that are in the third year of operation, as well as some brand new ones that are just getting started. Today we are with Irvin School, which is a K-9 school just along the Trans-Canada Highway. It's about 20 minutes from the Alberta-Saskatchewan border, and it's one of our schools with a very special Prairie Rose possibility. Can you believe that we have a farm on a playground in Irvin? And so this project is called the Irvin Agricultural Discovery Center. Irvin is a K-9 school. There are about 380 students, so they are at max capacity. The school just keeps growing and growing. And with us today, we have Nicole Neubauer, who is the ADC, the Agricultural Discovery Center coordinator. So welcome, Nicole.
Hi, Cammie. Thanks for having me.
It's always good to chat and get an update on what is so exciting all the time at the Agricultural Discovery Center. So why don't we start off by kind of looking back over the past year? It's March right now, and this is the third year. What have been some of the biggest highlights or successes of this year so far?
Well, we are just on the verge of launching our third year with the livestock in place and the garden and everything. But as I reflect back on some of the real milestones or really cool things that happened at the ADC this past year, some of the things we did were new and innovative. In 2023, in the spring, we hosted a number of schools from Medicine Hat to Irvin, and they came down for a full day community classroom format. So it was a great opportunity to showcase not only the Agriculture Discovery Center, but the great things that Irvin as a community has to offer. So we teamed up with the librarian at the Irvin Library, with the volunteer firefighters and the owners of the local cafe, and students also visited the Prairie Memories Museum. So they divided into small groups. We had, I think, about 75 kids each trip. They divided into three smaller groups and toured Irvin, and then included within that was a stop at the ADC. And what made that extra special was we enlisted our student ambassadors, who were kids from grade 5, to come out, and they were the teachers for basically a peer-to-peer learning model. So they manned various stations like vermicomposting, honeybees, and then gave individualized tours of the livestock as well. And it was so incredible to see those kids just walk with an extra spring in their step and their chest puffed up, because they were so proud to share what we do at the ADC. And they really demonstrated what they had learned at the farm as they shared valuable information with their peers. So that was a real highlight. Beyond that, I would say that another highlight was at the end of August, Premier Danielle Smith came and visited our site. We had a booth set up at Country in the City, and she stopped by to have a visit. And once she learned a little bit more about the work that we were doing, she said, "Oh, I need to come and visit. I want to see it in person." So she came at the end of August, and I invited those same student leaders to come back to the ADC during her tour and basically give her a tour of the farm the same way they had done for their peers, their counterparts from town. And they did just such a wonderful job. So it was a great opportunity to showcase the work that's happening at Irvin, and also to highlight the importance of agriculture education with the premier. And I would say that was probably one of the highlights of the year for sure.
That is exciting indeed, Nicole. And as I listen to that, I also think about the different types of future-ready and employability skills that you're, you know, baking into those students as they get leadership and speaking opportunities in that way. So we'll probably talk about some more of those, but that's so exciting. What are some ways that your Prairie Rose possibility serves your community? I know you've talked about having the schools in and getting students from the city schools able to kind of see a small community and a farm. What are some other ways that agriculture, in particular your Agriculture Discovery Center, actually gives back or serves your community?
So yeah, definitely making it a desirable place for teachers to come and visit for field trips. That sort of is a number one thing. One of the teachers was quoted at the end of the trip. She said, "Wow, I'm so glad we came down. I had no idea that Irvin had so much to offer." So that's really special for sure. It's such a community that's so close to Medicine Hat, and we do have some great things that make us unique. Beyond that, certainly with the Agriculture Discovery Center, an objective has always been agriculture outreach, so that we're spreading the good news about agriculture and kindling hearts and igniting minds to all of the amazing benefit of agriculture and the potential of agriculture. So last year, we were really fortunate to receive a generous grant from Equus, from their community generated funds. So the staff of Equus, they provide various fundraising initiatives throughout the course of the year. And it's all contributed by employees to provide enriching programming in the communities that Equus serves. So we were really fortunate to receive a grant of $25,000 last year from Equus. And with that money, we are in the process of developing agri-food toolkits. So these toolkits are brimming with resources. We've also contracted a teacher to help as a consultant to review the curriculum and create curriculum connections through activities, through living labs, through experiments. And basically, our objective is that we know that sometimes it's not possible for all schools to get out to a farm or to get to the ADC. So we're going to use these agri-food toolkits to bring the farm to you. So because of the grant, we've been able to create the programming and put in the manipulatives and resources for teachers to use. And the toolkits are going to be in circulation for teachers in communities that Equus serves. So that's Medicine Hat, Clare's Home, Innisfail, and Onaway. And the ADC is going to serve as the hub to manage those resources, sending them out for teachers to use for a month and then returning them. So we'll have things like vermicomposting, incubating chicks in the classroom, using hydroponic and aquaponic growing systems, learning about honeybees, and just all of the wonderful parts and pieces that fit together to create agriculture. So that's a really big highlight for us. And it's a way that we can share our knowledge so that we're not just doing things in a silo or in isolation. We're sharing our knowledge with others. And that was one of our key objectives when we first started this program.
Well, Nicole, you certainly are passionate about increasing agricultural awareness in students everywhere. And it's, I've seen those kids before. They come in a big black tub, right? And all the parts Yes. are in there and all the things that students need. And there's a great digital teacher resources that you are building out. And so those are really exciting. There's a lot of moving pieces to a project like this, Nicole. And you know, you're in your third year, and so you've got some wheels on the project, wheels on the bus a little bit. But I'm sure even already that there are some challenges that you maybe see popping up as you try to keep your project vibrant and alive and functioning into your school communities. Every project seems to have those. What are some of those little, I don't know, speed bumps or challenges that you're experiencing in your project?
So certainly the overarching energy that is created by the ADC is really led by the student board of directors. So we've always said that the ADC is a student-led farm, and we really take that to heart in that the students in junior high that are selected to be part of our board of directors, they can really set the tone and generate the excitement for other students in the school so that we ultimately have an engaged educational community. What is challenging is to strike a balance with that, because of course Irvin School has so many great offerings, from golfing opportunities in their CTFs in the spring to hockey and now baseball academies. There are an awful lot of options for students. And so when you have the right chemistry or the right group of students together that really have motivation for agriculture, great things can happen. So I'm really, really pleased to say that this year's student board of directors, it's our biggest board ever. So in the past, we've only had five, and we've had to actually do a little bit of headhunting to sometimes fill that fifth position. This year, we've got over 10 students that are on our board of directors. We have, the teachers have made a suggestion to have a co vice chair. So one of our grade eight students is vice chairing. So then we have that ingrained succession plan with the understanding that perhaps if she's interested next year, she will become our president. So the students that are on this board are coming with these amazing ideas to improve and enhance the ADC. And I think that is really key to keeping it vibrant. You know, I can come with all kinds of ideas, but then that's ideas that I, you know, have created myself, and, you know, people can support those ideas. But when you have ideas that come from students, that creates, it just compounds the buy-in. So for example, one of the really great suggestions that the students had is we have a wide variety of livestock, of course, down at the ADC. And they thought it might be really neat if we were to host a district livestock judging day right at the ADC this year in May. So to have experts come in to speak to the conformation of production animals, whether it be steers, hogs, goats, or lambs, and then to invite all of the 4-H'ers from the district to come. And because we have these live specimens on site that not all kids, you know, not all kids have access to those animals, they could learn how to judge conformation and the desirable characteristics, you know, and basically an animal that you're going to market. So I thought that was a really neat initiative. And then again, the Irvin 4-H Beef Club is coming to do their community service. So every year 4-H needs to do community service for an organization. They came last year. They've selected the ADC to come again. So they'll be coming about the middle of April to get everything cleaned up and set up and bedding out, you know, everything ready to go. So when the livestock arrive on site, it's all spiffy and set up. So that level of engagement really helps inspire me to remain, you know, vigilant in terms of what I'm planning, because the kids are really getting a lot out of it. And that's wonderful. Also, the school community has been awesome. There's a number of teachers that are generating ideas as well. So when you have everyone being creative at the same time, it can take you to some pretty special places. And I have a lot of optimism that this is going to be our best year yet.
Well, that's so exciting, you know, especially sometimes when we bring in our Prairie Rose Possibilities projects, sometimes for teachers who are so busy, it's like, oh, that's somebody's great idea, but that sounds like more work for me, right? More work for the rest of us. And so I think it's exciting as we shift to a place that everyone is really excited about and feels that it's their own and calls it their own. And so you can really see how that sustainability is increasing and that project is gets intertwined with different places in the community, how that really seems to be happening. This year you had some really special community courses, I'll call them. You can maybe describe, you know, kind of from the seed of the idea of the ADC, some of those really great community course opportunities where students had opportunities through the ADC to get to different businesses.
Oh yeah, definitely. This has been an incredible highlight, and I would guess probably the motivating factor for so much student engagement on our board of directors. Last year, we were incredibly fortunate. We partnered with Western Tractor to launch our first Ag Pro CTF. So in that, we took students to Western Tractor for the 6 weeks of the CTF. And while they were on site, the experts at Western Tractor taught our kids all about sales, parts, and service. So they were hands-on, really exploring and learning on a one to five. So it was small groups level, you know, what the job is of a salesman, what it looks like to be a parts professional for Western Tractor. And so it was this incredibly immersive learning opportunity for our students where they could really see how there might be a fit for themselves in agriculture. So to build on the success of that program, we've brought two more Ag Pro courses online in the Ag Pro series. And the whole theory behind this is community partnerships. And that has been just amazing in terms of how it's been received by our partners. So the one that we just finished was called Ag Pro Beef. And so that was basically right from birth all the way to burger. The kids followed along all of the different parts and pieces and steps, and then careers as a result of the beef industry. So we had amazing guest speakers. Craig Lair from Shortgrass Ranches came in to talk about everything from desirable traits in a feedlot steer to antimicrobial resistance, feedlot animal health, and sustainability measures that they employ on their own ranch and feedlot operation. And then following that, then the next session of that CTF, we walked over to Shortgrass Ranches, which is just down the road from the school, and they had taken 12 steers out of their feedlot, put them in pens of three, and then coached the students so that they could basically judge the traits of the steers. And at the end of the day, then as a committee, those 20 Ag Pro Beef students narrowed down 12 steers to two of the best ones that we then selected for our project animals for the ADC this year. And so we weighed them and we scanned their RFID tag numbers, and the students used their handling system, witnessing, you know, basically how a feedlot functions. And then the highlight, of course, was at the end when we started talking about their weight versus market prices. Shortgrass incredibly generously donated the two steers to our program once again. So that's the third year running that they've donated steers. Beyond that, we had Dr. Tom and his wife come to the school to talk. He is a veterinarian. He talked all about herd health and calving. The kids were super engaged with that. They learned how to do subcutaneous and intramuscular injections in an orange and how to put chains on if you need to pull a calf because the cow is having trouble giving birth. So we did that. We traveled to the Medicine Hat Feeding Company and toured there to learn all about livestock marketing. We also went and visited Toby Newton at a South Country Co-op, where we learned all about low-stress cattle handling systems that are humane and that put producer safety at a priority as well. And then we ended up at Deerview Meats at the very end. So that's how we closed the loop on the entire production cycle. And in parallel, the students were given the project that they had to design their own three-dimensional cattle handling system based on the information that they learned from all of the industry professionals. And then on the last day, they presented their systems and talked about why they had designed it a certain way. They had to work in partners, so that was some good collaborative skills. And then Toby Newton came back from the co-op and judged their projects, and he had co-op gift cards for the winners, and everyone got hats from High Hog, and it was just a really meaningful experience. It put purpose into their learning. It made them apply what information they had gathered. And then beyond that, it's also these systems are going to be featured during their exhibition of learning. So we're checking a lot of boxes with these Ag Pro courses. Right now we're doing Ag Pro Crops. So that started off with a visit to Nutrien to learn all about fertilizers, crop protection, soil properties. And from there, we'll be learning about watershed management. We'll be going to a large greenhouse, and we'll summarize that trip or that course with a trip to an incredible farm called Quattro Farms, where they grow a very diverse range of products and utilize irrigation management so that they can maximize their production. So just opening the kids, opening their eyes to the incredible opportunities in science and technology, you know, from agronomy to equipment technology. There are so many amazing careers in agriculture, and we really want our students to see where there's a fit for them. We'll also be doing the Ag Pro with Western Tractor again this spring. And then we're capping off our Ag Pro series with an overnight visit to Olds College, where we will learn all about post-secondary pathways and just continue to pique their interest and encourage them to consider a career in agriculture.
Well, you are such an advocate for agriculture as a career. And we've often talked about how, you know, agriculture, often when people, even in the industry, think about, you know, the next generation of farming, sometimes it's this idea of, you know, sit on the tractor and do those kinds of things. But so many of our careers are going to be, like you said, in the technology and the science area. And across Prairie Rose, we have, you know, drone programs. And Western Tractor, for those who aren't familiar, is a huge John Deere dealership. And so students are, you know, able to get into there. And then the steers that you were talking about, those steers are going to be on site on the playground farm this spring, probably in a...
That's fine. Yes. Yeah. We're hoping they'll be there for actually April 22nd, probably that weekend just before, because we have a really unique opportunity to host a large group of Japanese exchange students who are going to visit Irvin School that day. And our students will have, you know, a really unique opportunity to showcase what they have there at the farm. And I'm not certain how many schools in Japan would have a full-fledged farm on their playground. So I'm thinking it'll be a very unique opportunity for those students as well. And I just think that this Ag Pro series really closes the loop for our students, because they can see how it's relevant, and it makes their learning real. And it's just been absolutely wonderful to be able to bring this online. And certainly there's quite a bit of expense that comes with this project, mainly in terms of busing. Mm-hmm. And that was our key commitment last year when we did our fundraising. We raised over $32,000 again at our fall gather and production sale last fall, and made a firm commitment that we would be investing in career development learning opportunities for our students. So that's what this is. We're bringing it to life. And the reason that we can provide these kinds of unique learning experiences is 100% because of our community's commitment, our shared vision, and our shared motivation to get kids excited about agriculture. And of course, this all happens because of working under the umbrella of Prairie Rose, where These are key principles embedded in their, you know, forage futures. So it really helps to address a lot of concerns, and it's really interesting and really exciting, I think, for everyone involved. And we couldn't be doing it without all of the community partnerships that we've struck. So it's a really neat way to show how, you know, education and community partners can come together to create amazing outcomes for students.
I do have one question about, so as the students go through these CTF, which is basically careers and trades and that type of programming, do you have the same students in every one of those modules, or do the students float in and out based on interest?
So there is so much interest, and we're actually putting in a little bit of a limitation that if you've taken, say, the Ag Pro with Western Tractor last year in grade 8, you can't take it again in grade 9, because we want to make it available to all, as many students as we can. So to help remedy some of the challenge, we've only made it available to grade 8 and 9 students. We do want to be able to bring some of the grade 7s in as well. So next year we plan to bring 2 more in the Ag Pro series online, and then that'll give us enough to have AgPro running during all the CTF cycles. So we want to bring AgPro Farm Safe, where we'll talk all about farm safety, and then also one that would be focused around business. So we do AgPro Biz, and if we can get those ones online, then we'll have some AgPro offering for all the junior high school students. And our hope is that, you know, when they come into grade 7, maybe they take one or two, and then in grade 8, they take another couple, and then in grade 9, they round out with two more. And then that way they've taken them all and had that all the way through their junior high experience. But we're not limiting them if they want to just pop in and take the animal one, the beef one, because they're most interested in that. And then they want to take some other things. That certainly is just fine. The only stipulation that we're making is the students that are going to Olds College, we ask that they take at least two. So they're, you know, invested, and they come with a bit of prior knowledge when they come to Olds. So they'll be able to get that much more out of the visit. But yeah, basically at this point in time, we have wait lists. We capped it at 20 students. Logan Jackstite, the teacher, sent home a poster on Friday. By Monday, we were full. So there certainly is a student appetite for this programming. And I have just, in the short time that we've been involved, I've really seen the kids become, you know, display maturity and professionalism and ask good questions and show respect. And those are some of the fundamental things that I really stress that are very important when we are guests in our community, that we need to represent our school and our school division with pride and to act appropriate. And they're definitely demonstrating that. So, you know, really a great opportunity all around.
Well, those are definitely some of those future ready and employability skills that we hope to instill in students through all of our programming. I'm so excited to see that the field trip, or the overnight field trip to Olds College, is a go. Last year in May, Nicole, we were on kind of a fact-finding mission. And so that was great to see that come to fruition. And for those who aren't from our area, Olds College is in Alberta, and it is a real agriculture-based college. And there's everything from crop science to meat cutting to irrigation to, oh, you name it. If it ties into the agricultural industry, there's lots of research and development going on at Olds. So Nicole, as we wrap up, I'm realizing we haven't talked about the worms. We need a vermicomposting update. It's been less than a year, I think, that the worms have been on residence.
Oh yes, we can't forget about the worms. They're such a hit. It's amazing how many people, just the students and adults alike, just love digging through the composters. So yes, we started that up last, I would say May was when we got it all rolling. And then we've moved it inside over the winter, and students are bringing over different food offerings, that waste food items and shredded paper. And we actually had Roxanne Dirksen from Trad Worms down, and we did our first vermicompost harvest the other day. She was really pleased with everything, from the quality of the compost and the levels and the health of the worms. They've just been multiplying like crazy. So the next step for that now is our sample of compost gets sent away to a lab for analysis. And basically that kind of guarantees a minimum content of all of the available nutrients in the compost. And from there, once we have that information, then we can package our compost and start selling it. So we're hoping to include that as a bit of a fundraiser for the spring as well. We also have a class that's going to be doing a plant sale. So right after Easter holidays, when we get back, we'll fire up the greenhouse and start some bedding plants. And we'll definitely use our vermicast as well to amend the soil for those plants. So things will be really hopping and growing very soon down there.
Well, it's just fascinating to listen to all of the intricate parts of the Agriculture Discovery Center. It is so much more than a farm on the corner of a playground on the prairies. It is this intricate tapestry of community and student and parent and district involvement. And it's always so exciting to get the latest updates. Nicole, before we sign off, are there any last updates or things that you forgot to mention somewhere else that you'd like to tell us about before we go?
Oh, sure, sure. Really excited to talk about our fundraising efforts this year. I think that it's always really important to try new things so that you're fresh and that you remain relevant. So we have a really great show lined up on the 14th of December. So just before Christmas, we will be hosting a very well-known comedian from Saskatchewan, and he will be appearing before a live audience down at the Monarch Theatre. So that'll be a really cool venue. They're doing a bunch of renovations to the Monarch through the course of the summer, so we can see their new work. And then we're hoping actually to have just a wine and cheese next door with some silent auction items. We've already had some donations and we hope to get some more. And that will be one of our key fundraisers this year to help maintain the sustainability and the future growth of our program. So stay tuned for that. We'll have some save the date announcements going out, and it's sure to be a wonderful time and a great chance to get a few laughs just before Christmas this next year.
Well, thank you for that update. It is true that great programs, exciting programs, engaging programs do take a lot of sweat equity and time equity and financial equity as well to keep them vibrant and engaging and offering those real high quality opportunities. And so Prairie Rose appreciates, Nicole, all the work that you do to help push that along and also make sure along the way that there's always a piece of sustainability and replication. And I know you're always looking to make sure that the programs and the programming is replicable as it goes forward. So that is a great attribute for any educational program. And so we're excited about that. We are going to wrap up. So I thank you again for another glimpse into the Agriculture Discovery Center. It'll be a couple weeks before all the baby animals come to the farm. That's such an exciting time, but there's lots to do throughout the year, and it's exciting to see how you've been growing that year-long program, not just the part that's at the spring when the animals come. So how exciting. Thank you so much, Nicole.
Thank you so much, Cammie, and always love sharing what we're up to.